said.
Sir?
Said Jeeves. He had been clearing away the breakfast things, but at the sound of the young master's voice, cheesed it courteously. You are absolutely right about the weather. It is a juicy morning.
Decidedly, sir.
Spring and all that?
Yes, sir.
In the spring, Jeeves, a livelier iris gleams upon the burnished dove.
So I have been informed, sir.
Righto. Then bring me my wangy, my yellowest shoes, and the old green Homburg. I'm going to the park to do pastoral dances. I don't know if you know that sort of feeling you get on these days round about the end of April and the beginning of May, when the skies are light blue with cotton-wool clouds and there's a bit of a breeze blowing from the west. Kind of uplifted feeling. Romantic, if you know what I mean. I'm not much of a ladies' man, but on this particular morning it seemed to me that what I really wanted was some charming girl to buzz up and ask me to save her from assassins or something, so that it was a bit of an anticlimax when I merely ran into young Bingo Little, looking perfectly foul in a crimson satin tie decorated with horseshoes.
"Hello, Bertie," said Bingo.
"My God, man," I gargled, "the cravat, the gent's neckwear. Why? For what reason?"
"Oh, the tie," he blushed. I was given it."
He seemed embarrassed, so I dropped the subject. We toddled along a bit and sat down on a couple of chairs by the serpentine. "Jeeves tells me you want to talk to me about something," I said. "Eh?" said Bingo with a start. "Oh, yes, yes, yes." I waited for him to unleash the topic of the day, but he didn't seem to want to get going. Conversation languished. He stared straight ahead of him in a glassy sort of manner.
"I say, Bertie," he said, after a pause of about an hour and a quarter.
"Hello? Do you like the name Mabel?"
"No."
"No?"
"No."
"You don't think there's a kind of music in the word, like the wind rustling gently through the treetops?"
"No."
He seemed disappointed for a moment, then cheered up.
"Of course you wouldn't. You always were a fat-headed worm without any soul, weren't you? Just as you say, who is she? Tell me all." For I realize now that poor old Bingo was going through it once again.
Ever since I'd known him, and we were at school together, he has been perpetually falling in love with someone, generally in the spring, which seems to act on him like magic. At school, he had the finest collection of actresses' photographs of anyone of his time, and at Oxford, his romantic nature was a byword.
"You'd better come along and meet her at lunch," he said, looking at his watch.
"A ripe suggestion," I said. "Where are you meeting her?
At the Ritz?"
"Near the Ritz." He was geographically accurate. About 50 yards east of the Ritz, there was one of those blighted tea and bun shops you see dotted about all over London. And into this, if you'll believe me, young Bingo dived like a homing rabbit. And before I had time to say a word, we were wedged in at a table on the brink of a silent pool of coffee left there by an early luncher. I'm bound to say, I couldn't quite follow the development of the scenario. Bingo, while not absolutely rolling in the stuff, has always had a fair amount of the ready. Apart from what he got from his uncle, I knew that he had finished up the jumping season well on the right side of the ledger. Why, then, was he lunching the girl at this godforsaken eatery? It couldn't be because he was hard up. Just then, the waitress arrived. Rather a pretty girl. "Aren't we going to wait?" I started to say to Bingo, thinking it somewhat thick that, in addition to asking a girl to lunch with him in a place like this, he should fling himself on the foodstuffs before she turned up, when I caught sight of his face and stopped. The man was goggling. His entire map was suffused with a rich blush. He looked like the soul's awakening done in pink.
"Hello, Mabel," he said, with a sort of gulp.
"Hello," said the girl.
"Mabel," said Bingo, "this is Bertie Wooster, a friend of mine."
"Pleased to meet you," she said. "Nice morning."
"Fine," I said. "You see, I'm wearing the tie," said Bingo.
"It suits you beautiful," said the girl.
Personally, if anyone told me that a tie like that suited me, I should have risen and struck them in the mazzard, regardless of their age and sex. But poor old Bingo simply got all